Surely you know that one. It's Ed Sheeran and Shape of You. 29 minutes past 11 on your Tuesday morning, the 11th of October. Wow, where has the time gone? Christmas decorations starting to be put up in the shopping malls already, and we are soon going to be wishing each other Happy New Year countless times, as South Africans like to do. But before we get ahead of ourselves and start decorating the table and planning that Christmas lunch, how about we look at how we can perhaps have a major, major impact in the life of somebody less fortunate and get on board the Santa Shoe Box initiative, which up until now, I'm sure you've heard of them, but if today is the first time, well then I count myself really lucky to be able to not only bring this to your attention, but share the good work. Charmaine, I'm joined by Charmaine in studio today. She's a wonderful woman who has been part of the initiative for the last how many years?
I started as a volunteer in 2014.
Okay.
And have moved up to now become the coordinator for Belita.
So if my math serves me correctly, that's a good 8 years of giving already. And correct. How have you seen that impact your own life?
I'm a person that loves to give and not necessarily receive. So I find huge joy in this whole project. It is just an amazing project once you get involved with it.
And as I understand, the Santa Shoebox project is 16, turning 17 years old already.
That's correct.
An amazing initiative. And to see these numbers where over 1 million children have been a recipient of a wonderful gift box come Christmas time, and perhaps the only gift that they will receive not only that year, but in their entire life as well.
This is correct. We hit our over 1 million child last year, and we have already, as nationally, South Africa and Namibia, already pledged 70% for this year, and that is over 50,000 boxes.
Oh my goodness gracious me. Now, Belito, being the second largest area only to Durban, has 1,900 boxes hoping to pledge, and 1,400 of that need has already been met. So we are looking for more willing volunteers who are happy to give of themselves, maybe even use it as an office project, maybe a project for your family at Christmas time to make up, decorate, and get behind the spirit of giving. But we have to do this before the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November so that these boxes can reach the happy faces that they are awaiting.
That is correct. Presently, we have opened up 11 schools with a total of 1,759 pledges needed to cover those schools.
Okay.
We would like to open 13 schools, but that would be 1,986.
Okay.
To date, we need 379 boxes to complete the 11 schools, and we are asking companies as well as private individuals to pledge just one box if they have not already pledged, and also to perhaps challenge businesses like attorney offices,
maybe even real estate.
We already have one on board who is pledged 25, and maybe that could become a good challenge for them. We have Curo, Redham, and Crawford North Coast.
Amazing.
Which we would like to challenge each other as well.
Yeah.
To see who can bring in the most amount of boxes this year.
Now, we're talking this metaphorical box for anybody who's on the other side of the line, but what is this box made up of?
The box is made up of essentials and other items. There is a soap, a face cloth, a toothbrush, a toothpaste, a packet of sweeties, a new outfit of clothing, and stationery, and if you have a spare recyclable
shopping bag
to add into your covered shoebox, that would be most appreciated. However, we also realize that during the last year or two, financially, people are burdened with many other things, and We have an idea this year that if you are not able to pledge an entire box, if you could pledge just one of the items that I have mentioned, which may also be found on the Santa Shoebox
website.
And the boxes we have placed are at Piccadilly as well as at La Piazza.
Okay, amazing. So right on our doorstep, so many businesses, so many people, individuals, schools, getting behind the joy of giving. And as you've listed these items, I mean, under the essentials tab, there are so many of these things that we have in excess in our households. I mean, I think about the fact that I have a hand soap at every single basin in my house.
Exactly.
And here, this bar of soap could be the only one for an entire household for an entire year. But then we go on to the actual spoils, the treats, the clothing, the stationery. I mean, what a privilege to go and shop at the beginning of the school year for a lovely new pencil case, full to the brim with all the colors, multiple pens, pencils, and here someone is perhaps being gifted this for the very first time in their lives. It is such a noble initiative, and it's such an easy way to really get on board, and you have made it even more accessible by putting those boxes at La Piazza and Piccadilly. If you are able to, why not pick up an extra bar of soap or an extra toothbrush and drop it into that box this year?
And we would really appreciate that this year, because due to load shedding, due to COVID, many other issues, we do not have any corporate sponsorship this year.
Wow, okay. And has that something that has been usually accompanied every year? You've always had a corporate sponsor for the big ticket items?
Yes, we have. We have always received boxes of gifts and extras to pack into our Santa shoebox, and how we are not receiving anything this year.
It really goes to show that there has been a major impact of all the struggles of the past 2 years. And if you are perhaps sitting on the other side of this line today and you are heading up a big corporate, you know of somebody who is able to fill this position, well then please do get in contact with Charmaine and the team. Can you please leave us with the website details and some more contact details for anybody and the process really as to how to get involved?
Okay, it's santashoebox.org. If you go to Belito, you will find my details, my phone number, as well as my email address, which you could either call me or send me a WhatsApp or an email.
Fantastic.
And
then the process of actually now
the process, you would go on and you would go to pledge.
Okay.
It's very easy to use. You then go on Belito.
Okay.
It will then drop down and a list of names will come up.
Okay, so names. You can actually choose the exact person who you are going to be building this gift for.
Correct. Santa Shoebox Project is the only project in the world that you actually choose the gender, the name, and the age of the recipient.
That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing.
And then once you have chosen them, the label will pop up. You print the label that needs to be attached, stuck on, preferably with glue, onto your box so that when we receive it, we know in which direction to process it.
Right. And now this, as we've said, is an absolutely incredible way to get the family involved. You can decorate your shoebox accordingly. As you've heard from Charmaine, you are not only gifting this to a metaphorical person, but a name, a face, an age, and you can shop accordingly. And a good tip is to maybe shop for somebody who you are maybe a parent to, an aunt to, who you can relate to, so that you can make these gifts personal and just share in the joy. It's such an easy way to give of yourself during the season. And as Charmaine has said here, get in touch by visiting santashoebox.org, select the Belito region, and help us make up those numbers. There are less than 400 boxes left to pledge, and if you are able to challenge maybe your office space or perhaps a competitor business to a little healthy competition, this can go a really long way to making somebody's year.
That is true. We know that Belito always stands together with projects like this, and we are able to fulfill our numbers.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Generosity.
We have seen it time and time again, and let's not make this time any different. Charmaine, thank you so much for being here with me today. Just before we wrap up, is there any last bit of information you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just this thought that you are giving so much more than a shoebox. You are giving love, joy, and kindness.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.
Thank you from all of us at Santa Shoebox Project to Radio Life and Style and to you, the listeners of Bolito. Thank you so much.